Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
At what point does family game night stop being fun and start being war? Because that's what happened with my family over Thanksgiving break.
What does that mean? How did this get out of control? I don't understand.
I don't know.
You guys are so, either your family is so wild or my family is so boring, and I'm not sure which one. Maybe both.
I think both.
Both, probably.
And everyone has a different normal, and I think that's fair, too.
It's true, yeah.
So Garage Boy and I spent Thanksgiving with my family in Virginia, and it was really special because my parents flew out from California, and we spent the entire week together, and it was so special. But that also meant that there were 15 people staying in one house together. Now, that was incredible, and we're, you know, doing a lot of things. We're spending a lot of time together. But that also can be a recipe for chaos.
Yes.
And as we're spending time together, we're trying to, you know, have fun activities. And one of those activities that we thought would be really fun is playing beer pong. And beer pong is fun.
Yeah,
that's what it meant to be, right?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of us. We're having a good time.
Right.
It's actually, I think the showdown, this specific showdown, actually took place on Thanksgiving holiday. So I feel like all of us were in a very grateful, thankful mood. Okay.
A day of love and family.
And everything was cool until it wasn't. And this friendly game of beer pong turns into this like intense tournament of trying to take down my cousin AJ and his friend Nick, because they were just on a winning streak. I think they were winning like 8 or 9 games in a row, but it got to the point of like everyone was getting so angry that we couldn't take them down. We're all like changing teammates, you know, people are yelling. It goes from like ha 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 to you're a cheater.
Wow.
And like trash talking is taking place. Honestly, this morning I'm having a hard time speaking because I was screaming so much.
Like screaming angry or like screaming happy? Or both?
I think like angry, you know?
Like where did it get the most escalated, you feel like?
I think when like...
Like who should be the most embarrassed of themselves and how they acted?
Honestly, I think all of us collectively as a group, I would say.
Like is there still tension? Do you think anyone's walking away from Thanksgiving game with tension today?
I feel like maybe comments were said and it was just like going too far to where it's like, why are we saying this to each other? Like it's literally like a plastic ball and cups to the point where like when Garage Boy and my little cousin finally beat them, it was like people. I mean, my little cousin, I posted a video of this on my Instagram. I mean, he like turned. I mean, he's screaming. He's like banging on his chest like he just saved an entire like country or something. And he's like turns around. He's like banging on the fridge, like, because all of us were just like, we were like, no, Like, I don't know why I was mad. I was angry. I was literally on my hands and knees, like, praying. I was like, please. Like, I don't, and obviously, no, truly, like, it got so heated. It got so intense. And so it's like, are there certain games that your family can't play because it turns into drama? And mind you, it was so much fun. I wouldn't take it. I wouldn't change it for the world. Like, yeah. We literally had the most fun time, but it was getting crazy.
This doesn't sound fun. I gotta be honest. My nervous system feels out of control just from the story.
I mean, I'm surprised that we didn't get it. Like, the cops weren't called because we were screaming our faces off.
I think
at
I feel
bad
for the neighbors in the story more than anybody.
So, like, was AJ cheating though?
Yeah, was he?
No, he wasn't cheating. That's
so why,
the thing.
Why'd you accuse him of cheating?
I didn't accuse him. My aunt accused him of cheating. Here's the thing though. It's not like I was the only one. There's 15 people. Okay. All of us are in the garage and we're all screaming at each other. And it was just, and then it became this thing of like taking them down. Mind you, these are like two of the youngest kids in the house, and everyone's just screaming and yelling at them. Other. So it's like, does this happen? Is this a normal thing where it's like, maybe for us, for my family, we should probably only be allowed to play like 3 rounds of beer pong.
And that's where it stops.
And maybe for you, it's Yahtzee.
Yeah.
Maybe for some, it's Monopoly.
Well, let's ask that question really quick. Anybody's Thanksgiving game get out of control? Because maybe it did, because you know how these things do happen sometimes. Like, you guys sat down to play a Thanksgiving game as a family, and now maybe you guys, it could have gotten so out of control that, like, you guys aren't speaking today because it just did.
By round 6, it got pretty chippy out there.
And it could have, you know? Charlotte, what was that game you guys were playing over Thanksgiving with the cards?
Oh, it was my sister's game. It was called Truth or Drink, I think. Like, it was
that
wild.
That just sounds dangerous.
That sounds dangerous.
Now, that just sounds
and that's
like
what I'm saying.
A recipe for disaster.
Yeah, that was just with the cousins, or that would have gotten kooky.
So that, like, maybe you guys are playing a game and it just got out of control. We want to hear that story. Who's this?
It's Renee from
what's
Glen
up?
Burnie.
Oh, what's up, Renee from Glen Burnie? How you doing?
I am pretty good.
Oh, good. Wait, did you have a family game night that got out of control, Renee?
Well, not this Thanksgiving, only because we have family that work for the Ravens, so they had to go to the Ravens game for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But normally, absolutely, it gets so ugly. They play this game called Farkle, which is like a dice game that you have to get to a certain number of points for.
Are you saying Sparkle or Farkle? Are you saying S or F?
Farkle.
F-A-R-K. Okay.
Yeah. And let me just tell you, like, we have one family member, Amy, who just gets all crazy and starts cussing and hitting the table and everything. It can get really ugly. And then to top it off, they've made their own rules for this game,
like
Farkle. In addition to the for the regular game.
Yeah, we went rogue with it. Yeah.
Yes, it can get really, really ugly. So she's one of the ones that work for the Ravens. So this year we were like, oh my gosh, do you want to play Farkle? We won't have to listen to her scream at us.
Oh my!
So that's the perk. Hey, what's the worst it's gotten with the game? Like if you had to say like the
worst
pinnacle,
like blowout.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had tears. We've had people crying.
Wait,
like,
you have crying?
Yes.
You
absolutely.
Have actual tears
from the little ones or from the adults?
Borderline adults, but mostly the kids.
All right.
What are the adults crying about?
That's funny.
Because they're mean with it. They are, I'm telling you.
Because trash talking can get real, real, real quick.
Wow.
Like, I think there's like there's a line between being playful to being like,
How
crossing
are your
the
family
line.
Game nights ending in tears, y'all? Like, my family, I guess, again, I don't know if my family is just boring. The Yanceys, we don't cry at game nights. We're all happy-go-lucky. Like, we're fine. Like, I just don't know how this is so out of control. This is wild to me.
Yeah, and this is whenever Farkle is brought up. I mean, and they bring it a lot. Like, they've brought it to pretty much everything, and it's bad.
Wow, it sounds
bad.
Like I feel like all you guys need to lay off the games for a while, maybe. You know what I mean?
Or choose a different one.
Maybe choose a different game. Maybe no. I was gonna say Monopoly, but I feel like Monopoly even gets really testy sometimes. I don't know. Maybe Candyland. That's a pretty safe option.
Yeah.
Renee, thank you for calling us.
Yep. Have a good one.
Yeah. You too. All right.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.